Do you know despair? Have you experienced despair? Do you know the meaning of despair? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, in Japanese it's called zetsubō. Zetsubō. Did you know it is a gift, a great gift? Zetsubō sta. What is despair? It is often thought that it's feeling down, but it's not just feeling down. Despair is a feeling, yes, but it is a feeling that everything is wrong. Nothing will improve. So, everything is not working right. Nothing will improve. There's no hope. That's the feeling of despair. Do you feel despair when you cannot fly by yourself? Levitate. You cannot levitate. Can you levitate, Susan?
Sorry, what do you mean by levitate?
Float in the air. 空中浮揚できますか?
No, I cannot do it.
So, do you feel despair?
No.
No. We do not feel despair when something is beyond our ability. We think it is impossible. Then we don't feel despair. We feel despair when we know that we can do something and we cannot get the result. Okay. So despair shows us our limitations. And let me give you an example. There's a man in the lake we see, and he is drowning. But we know that lake is shallow, only knee-high deep. If he stands up, then he can walk back to the shore. But he wouldn't. That's an example for me, is a despair. I know he can help himself. Now, how to overcome despair? There are three simple steps to get out of despair. Number one, deny nothing. Try anything and everything possible. If you think that something is not possible, then throw that away. If you think that's difficult, then throw that idea away. Try anything, everything. That's a very important step. Deny nothing. Number two, observe what's so. In the example of the drowning man in lake, he remains in a drowning position. That means flat to the surface. By observing him, he stays there. He must think he cannot stand. And he must think he cannot swim. And probably he can't swim. So, he's struggling in water. Now, the third step. Try to see what works. Tell him that no need to swim. Tell him to stand up and walk. If that shout reaches his ears and stands up, then he can save himself. He can walk back. If we are close by, some of us could walk over to him and bring him back, but it's too far for that. Now, this simple three-step method can be applied to anything in life. The beauty of this thing is when we see something impossible, that's a limit we set to ourselves. And by applying these simple three-step, deny nothing, observe what's all, and see what works, we can go beyond our limitation. We can go beyond what we were today, and we can become what we will be tomorrow. And there'll be no worry anymore. Yes, worries will come, but we can overcome, and we know that. Life is beautiful if we choose so. And let us enjoy our life to the fullest. Okay, that's the end. Thank you. Thank you very much.